Demaya chapter 5, Mishnah 3. So the background to this and the coming Mishnah is that there's a halachic principle that if you have two sets of produce and one has been tithed and one hasn't been tithed, so you can't tithe the produce that has already been tithed more and say that's for the other batch of produce, right? Mm. You've got to tithe the untithed produce. And that also applies to Demaya. So we'll see now exactly, bear that in mind for the next few Mishnahs. Says this Mishnah, Lakach min anachtam, if one buys demai loaves of bread from a baker, Maase min hachama ala tzonenes, u min hatzonenes ala hachama, afilu mitfusim haber diva Rebbe Meir. Says Rebbe Meir, you can tithe from the warm loaves for the cold loaves. What's warm and cold? So warm is from today, today's loaves, and the cold loaves are from yesterday. And the other way around, and even if they're in different shapes, like even if they were made in different molds, says Rebbe Meir, because he assumes that this baker buys all of his wheat or flour, however he does it, from one supplier. Says Rebbe Meir, if you're buying from a baker, he gets all his wheat or flour from one supplier, and you don't have to worry. So if you buy some yesterday, some today, they're in different molds or whatever, you can take your demai. The baker's an Amar Eretz, you can't trust him, so you have to do your demai tithes. You can do your demai tithes all together off one loaf. You can just take one loaf and do all your demai tithes off that one loaf for the whole batch. Rebbe Yehuda Oseh, so Rebbe Yehuda disagrees. Shani Omer, Chitim Shal Emesh Hayu Mishal Echad, says Rabbi Yehuda, I don't allow that because I assume that yesterday's wheat was from one person. The baker bought his wheat yesterday or flour from one person and today from a different one. And maybe yesterday's person tithed and today's person doesn't tithe. So you'll end up taking from tithed for untithed. Says Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to do that. You'd have to take from each loaf a little bit for that loaf, or each batch, if you knew it was all from the same day, for that batch. Rabbi Shimon Oseh b'Trumas Masa. Rabbi Shimon forbids in the case of Trumas Masa. So what does he forbid? He forbids that even if you've got two loaves baked on the same day, but they're in different molds, he also wouldn't allow you. You'd have to take separately from each mold, says Rabbi Shimon. Umate b'challah, but he permits it in the case of challah. Now, even Rabbi Yehuda would hold in the case of challah, it's okay. They're bringing it here like aga, by the way, you know, but when it comes to challah, you don't have the same kind of prohibition, because challah, when you mix it, all the dough together, only at that point is it liable for challah. So it doesn't matter if it was coming from a different supplier, different wheat, different flour, it doesn't matter. It becomes liable for challah like now, when you mix it together.